This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Scores of protesters gathered for a second day in Iran on Sunday, chanting slogans against the authorities following the military's admission it had shot down a passenger plane in error after days of denying it was to blame. The Wednesday plane crash killed all 176 people on board, mostly Iranians and Iranian-Canadians. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
In a presentation broadcast on Iranian state television, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace division said his unit had been prepared for an all-out conflict that night. General Amir Ali Hajizadeh took full responsibility, saying a member of his team had mistaken the Ukrainian jet for an incoming cruise missile. However, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani also blamed the incident on threats and bullying by the United States.
The reality is there have been significant tensions in that region.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's spoken to both Rouhani and President Trump.
What we are calling for now is a de-escalation.
I'm Ben Thomas.
After weeks of criticism over the handling of the bushfires scorching Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said on Sunday he will propose a national review into the response to the disaster as the fires claimed another firefighter's life.
There's a lot of raw emotion out there, and that's why I say there are scars on our landscape and there are scars on our people and scars you won't see. And the rebuilding effort is just not rebuilding the infrastructure. It's just not rebuilding the towns and the homes. It's rebuilding communities, and to do that, you've got to help people restore as well. And no one's immune from that. None of us are.
With the Australian bush burning for nearly 3 months now, killing at least 28 people, the crisis is becoming increasingly political. For more on any of today's stories, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Fresh from a landslide re-election victory, Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen met Sunday with the top U.S. diplomat in Taipei. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more on Tsai's victory.
As the president of Taiwan, I must deal with the cross-strait relations according to the will of the people. Just now, as I started the speech, I spent a lot of time explaining how we had dealt with cross-strait relations and how we will deal with it in the future. I hope this election result sends China a clear message and that they will understand what Taiwan's people want. And I hope they can understand that a stable relationship comes from the mutual efforts of both sides. It's not the responsibility of one side. On this basis, we are willing to start a positive interaction.
China and months of anti-government unrest and protests in Hong Kong took center stage in her campaign, with Tsai holding out Taiwan as a beacon of hope for protesters in the former British colony.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. A roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan killed at least two American soldiers on Saturday and injured two others. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack in Kandahar province. Scores of chanting demonstrators marched through Paris on Saturday, a day after negotiations between the French government and trade unions failed to break the deadlock over pension reform. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
Chanting protesters marched through Paris on Saturday on the sixth day of nationwide protests. A day after negotiations between the French government and trade unions failed to break the deadlock over pension reform. President Emmanuel Macron's centrist government defied unions on Friday with a draft pension reform bill that included a contested clause on raising the retirement age by 2 years to 64. Parliament is due to debate the reform bill from mid-February.
That is Reuters' Francesca Lina reporting. A 190-year-old New York City tavern where scenes from the movie Goodfellas were filmed will stay open thanks to a deal reached by the bar's owner and his landlord. AP's Julie Walker has the story.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Goodfellas, Tower Heist, and other shows filmed scenes at Nears. The owner had announced that Sunday would be the last call for the pub in Woodhaven, Queens, unless a miracle happened because of rent increases and other expenses. In a last-ditch effort, he called into a radio show with Mayor de Blasio, who stepped in and brokered a deal to keep it open. Nears goes back to 1829. It was the old Blue Pump House and has operated at the same location under several different names. Julie Walker, New York.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.